Space Station UK starts.
Hello and welcome to the PlayStation Show UK. I'm one of your hosts, Murray2011, and with us this evening we have Zonal Ripper. How are you doing, mate?
Not too bad, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Good, good.
Also, also we have Here Comes Bod back again. More punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be gentle.
Don't worry, he doesn't say anything interesting. Okay. Are we going to kick off this week with what we've been playing, or are we going to start with a topic we've been talking about first?
Well, I suppose we could see what we've been playing, I suppose. Okay, yeah, I'll start off. Mainly this week I've been playing Borderlands. I played a little bit of that actually today. With someone called Murray2011.
Yep.
Yep. That was quite good. So yeah, we're still trying to battle our way up the XP on that. I'm up to 26 now.
And I got to level 24 today from 19, so not bad.
Yep. What are you on? Here Comes Bod.
I'm still on 19.
19. Yeah, you have to join us and get your XP up.
Or you'll have to get my XP up for me.
No. That's no problem. We got a couple of new guns today to help us.
Yes.
All right. I've got a mate who's on level 16. He's not willing to help with this.
Okay.
Has he got lots of stuff he can give us?
I don't know.
Okay.
You have to have free swag or you can't join.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on from that, I have been playing Lego Indiana Jones. Now, obviously, last week I spoke about playing it with my son and how annoying that was.
Did you kill him in the end?
No, I haven't killed him.
Okay.
He's still alive. But I started playing in the evenings as well, just sort of try and find all the Lego bricks, all the bonus levels, etc. So I've done I'm up to about 40%, I think, complete. But it's actually quite a bit enjoyable, more so, on my own. moving on from there, I've also picked up a bargain game this week, which never got any good hype, and I think Murray rented it out, and he hated it. But it was Bionic Commando. And the only reason I picked it up is because it was £3 in HMV. Brand new.
That's no excuse.
For £3. But actually, I'm quite enjoying it. I'm playing.
You say that now?
Well, no. Because when I read about it online, people sort of said, if you can get past the first couple of levels, it's actually all right. Now, I'm probably, I say, about halfway through it now, trying to do all the challenges and collect all the collectibles at the same time. Yep. And I'm actually quite enjoying it. Obviously, there is some frustrating bits, especially when you've got to try and collect a collectible that is floating in midair somewhere. And the only way you can get to it is by doing a suicide dive to try and get it. But I'm quite enjoying it, and I'm glad I picked it up. £3. Bargain, I think. Everyone should go and buy it.
Really?
Yes. For £3.
I remember playing that when I rented it, and I can't remember how far I got, but I just found it really frustrating.
Was you playing it on hard or anything, though? Or?
I can't remember now.
So I'm just playing it on easy, obviously, to do all the challenges and that, but I'm going to play for it again on, I can't remember, super hard or something like that it's called. But I mean, it is annoying that, obviously, if you die, you have to start that level again.
From the beginning?
Yeah. That can get annoying. Well, I say, you have to start from the last checkpoint, but because each level is so short, the level's probably 5 minutes to 10 minutes long, but if you die in, like, towards the end of that level, the chances are you're going to have to start from the beginning, which can get annoying, but I say at the same time, they're quite short, so it doesn't really matter too much unless you're just going for the one collectible that you keep dying on.
Because when you, when you go through the game, do you level your character up at all? I can't remember.
No.
Is it just the same?
Yeah, there's no sort of leveling up. They unlock more powers as you go through the game. So you start off obviously with your bionic armor, you can do standard moves and swings, and then as you go through, you can do stuff like picking up trucks and that and throwing them at people, or doing some sort of wave effect with your arm.
What, waving at people?
No.
Deadly waving skills.
Yeah, you get to wave at people. You go, gooey! No, you sort of grab a person and he like flicks his arm and it throws them up into the air. But there, you only sort of unlock the skills as you go along. There's no sort of XP gain or anything like that. Or power or...
When, you're saying you're going to play it through again on extra hard?
Yes.
When you start it again, do you have all the power, all the stuff you've unlocked when you restart again?
Or no.
You don't?
No. You literally start afresh. And I say, going back to that, where you start from the checkpoint when you die, if you've collected all the collectibles you've collected on that chapter and then you die, you have to collect again.
Oh, no.
The same as any challenge. if you complete a challenge as well and then die before it saves, you have to do that challenge again as well.
After you finish the level, can you go from the menu and replay the level you like to do?
Yeah, there is a level select, yeah. Half the time you just die and restart that level anyway, so I don't think I'll be doing a level select at any time. But I'm enjoying it, and I say I think it was worth the £3. I don't know if I would never have paid full price for it. Never ever. £10, I don't know. But £3, I think I've got my money's worth for £3, so. That's pretty much it for this week, I think. I haven't really played much else.
So. Okay. All right, moving on to Bob then. What have you been playing?
I've been playing a Dead Space and nothing else.
Nothing else. What made you pick that up then?
That was a bargain as well, £8.
Yep.
In Dead Space. I didn't really know much about it. I mean, I knew of the game, but I didn't really know anything about it. And I thought, £8, I needed something else to play, and I looked like a good bet. And I'm really glad I did, because it's awesome.
Yeah, so I played through it, and I loved it.
But you didn't like it, did you, Mark?
No, Murray.
I only played the demo, and it's not my kind of game. I don't really like scary games.
Because you were too scared, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
I needed you to hold my hand when we played Resident Evil 5, didn't I?
Yeah, well,
So how far are you through now, Bod?
Well, I've actually completed it already.
You've completed it?
Yeah. It took me 21 hours and 35 minutes.
Jesus.
Which means it not all in one go, obviously.
Yeah. But you're doing good.
It must be quite a good game, because as you well know, I have to check everything to make sure I haven't missed anything. And I did that, and I still did it in 21 hours, 35 minutes.
And did you upgrade every gun and stuff like that?
But no, because there was a trophy for completing the game using just the plasma, that was the first gun you get.
Oh yeah, see, I wasn't sure if you was going to do that. See, I done that on my first playthrough, just used the plasma cutter.
Yeah, so I did that. Got that trophy. And now I'm going to take it again.
On hard, or...?
Did you do it on easy or hard or anything?
Well, I'm going for a platinum.
Yeah.
And one of the trophies, you have to play it on the hardest difficulty. But...
Yeah.
The hardest difficulty is impossible difficulty, and you don't unlock impossible difficulty until you've played it through at least once anyway.
Okay.
Right.
And there's another token for upgrading.
It'd be really difficult with that plasmid gun, yeah?
Well, the plasma cutter's quite good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good gun.
So, I don't know how much you remember of it, Murray, but that, I mean, the plasma cutter, pretty much you can just cut off any limb of anyone running towards you, or the heads, or it's a quite a decent gun, and when you've upgraded it enough, it does some serious damage.
But well, just kick him in the bollocks, wouldn't that be easier?
Probably not. Not these monsters, anyway. Okay.
And they do they not have bollocks?
No. Well, they might. They might.
So you're saying the eunuchs?
They might be somewhere else, though. That's the thing.
Bollocks to all the blood and pus.
Yes.
Fair enough. Just a suggestion.
No, fair enough. Yeah. But see, I never really I never played with some of the other guns anyway. As I say, I've done the same as Bod and played it through on just the plasma cutter, and I never got round to playing through it again. But I was interested in playing with some of the other guns, but I never did. And I suppose Bod's the same. He doesn't really know what the other guns are like.
So yeah, I haven't got around to using them yet, but I'm going to, as I say, play it again and start using all the new guns.
Yeah.
Surely it'd be slightly easier having all the different guns at your disposal and upgrading them.
Well, you can only hold a certain amount at a time anyway, can't you? Two guns.
How can you? No, it's four guns.
Oh, is it four?
Four. But it's about, what, six or seven guns you pick up anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you want to change them, you have to go to those stores, and then you have to change your kit, so to speak, of what you're carrying. And
yeah, a little bit like the old Resident Evil, when you put something in a chest, and then you go somewhere else, and it would be in that chest.
That's right, yeah.
So how that works, I'm not entirely sure.
So you're looking
for some little midget running.
Little midget?
Yeah, running between each box for you.
Oh, right.
He can just run between the legs of all them, like the necromorphs, so he's alright.
Yes.
Carrying your guns on his back.
How come you remember the name of the alien?
Because I do. That's normally the name of most aliens.
Isn't that, yeah, that's a breed, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you're looking forward to Dead Space 2 then?
Yeah. I've seen a trailer for it. Obviously, before playing the first one, I wouldn't have even considered it.
Yeah.
And now, because I enjoyed the first one so much, I wanted to find out as much as I could about the next one. And now I found a trailer for it, and it looks pretty good. And that'll be out in January next year.
Ah.
Unless they phone it, which they usually do.
Yeah, so is it going to have move support, though? Are they going to ruin it with something like that?
No, but the special edition's going to have the extinction game that was on the Wii.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because that was quite a big hit.
So it's a light gun game. Yeah.
That was a big hit, so yeah, actually, yeah, so maybe they're not
going to bother getting that one, Odd?
I don't know anything about that. Extinction?
Yeah, it's a light gun game. It was on the Wii.
Yeah, it's you're on rails, isn't it?
Yeah, like Time Crisis kind of thing.
Right, and they're bringing it out with the second one, or with the special edition of the first?
Special edition.
The first edition, second one.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Exclusive on the PlayStation with the Move control.
Right.
I don't think the second game itself hasn't got any Move control. It's just the Dead Space Extinction.
Game. Right. Well, as I mentioned about not getting a Move the other day, I probably right. won't get the second edition.
You've been missing out.
Indeed. It's
got quite good reviews on the Wii.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think we're selling it to him.
No, fair enough. Okay, shall we move on to what I've been playing?
If Bod's finished, is that all you've been playing, Bod?
Yeah, that is basically all I've been playing. Okay.
Fair enough. On to Murray then.
Yeah, on to me. I haven't played for very long this week because we have a puppy and I have to chase that around. But I have got a lot of gaming in the short amount I've been playing. Started off, I played more Saboteur, just trying to blow up more of the Nazi bases.
Seriously, you must be done with that game by now.
No, there's so much stuff.
Yeah.
But because I've been looking around at some of the bases and I found a few of the dots I'm supposed to blow up aren't actually there on the map. There's nothing there when I get there to blow up. So I think it might have glitched, so I might not be able to get the platinum on that now.
Are you going to cry?
Maybe.
Or are you going to start it again?
I spent fucking ages on that game. what else? I finished Singularity. From the last time we spoke, And I said I played it up to a point and thought I was near the end. I was literally 5 minutes from the end.
Oh, okay.
The ending, little spoilers. I was expecting a fight against the man you're chasing all the way through, and all in, you have to make.
Yeah.
Three endings, and there's an autosave before the end of the game. So all you need to do to get the three endings is just, after you've done one ending, go load the game back up again and choose a different one.
Okay.
And so I got three endings, finished it on hard, and got the trophy for doing it, completing it in normal as well. So I've got five trophies for finishing that game, which isn't bad.
Platinum yet, or?
No, there's quite a few for online, so I don't think I'm going to be able to platinum that game.
Okay.
But I am going to play for it again to try and get all the single player trophies.
Okay.
Because I've only got a few left to do on that.
So last time we didn't really mention about multiplayer. Have you actually played any of it, or?
Yeah, I have played online a little bit.
Is it any good?
You basically have this teams. One side plays like marine kind of soldier blokes, and the other side will play the mutants, freaks, and there's like the normal kind of zombie big guys who can run around and throw explosive barrels at the soldiers, or rather than smack them around the head. There's these little ticks that you play, like I was talking about, them little crabs that are annoying in a single player. You can actually play as one of those and run up to a human player and jump on the back of them and take control of their body. Which, if you're the human player, you do die, but then your body still continues being used by the opposite team. You can then run around as a soldier shooting people.
Yeah.
And then there's also these massive, great, I don't know how to, like, describe them. They're about the same size of as a rhino. They're like, kind of, like, freaky tentacle things walking around firing things at people and stomping on them and stuff.
Yeah.
It's okay, I just need to play it more, I suppose, to get into it.
Is there much of a community on there, though? Is there many games you can get into, or?
Well, when I first got it, I tried to just join just random match, and I could never get a game until I specifically chose a certain game type, and then I got in. I can't remember which game type it was, but
right.
I've only had a couple of games, but I think I was trying to go through other things at the same time, so I haven't really played it as much.
Mm-hmm.
I finished Age of Zombies, the Minions game.
Awesome.
That was quite good. Quite short. It tells you at the end of the game when the credits are rolling, all your stats, what you've done through, every stage, how many bullets you fired, and your accuracy and all that, and then how long it took me. I think it took me something in the range of like 40 minutes to finish that game and all.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it is only a minis. Okay. What else? Well, like I say, we played Borderlands a bit yesterday.
Yep.
And I've started playing Prince of Persia again to try and platinum that. I did that a bit more today before we had the podcast, and I've only got one more trophy to get the platinum. Which is beating the last boss without getting hit.
Now, is that as hard as it sounds, or?
Well, I was getting frustrated with it because I have started it. But the only problem is the fact that it has only auto-saves. You can't save it yourself. So if you get hit and then it saves, you have to start the game right from the beginning again.
Busts.
Because there's checkpoints between each bosses. So I'm going to have to be careful. But I have backed up my save on a different profile on my PlayStation. Try and get around that.
Okie doke.
I think that's about all I've been... Oh, yes, and Sam and Max again. I finished episode 4 this afternoon. And I didn't use a FAQ, which I said I was going to use last week.
So isn't it?
No, there's one more episode, episode 5. Each episode ends with a cliffhanger leading into the next episode.
Ah.
So, but the number 5 is the last one. I'll have to see how that is. But I was right when I said it when we first played it. The episode 4 is quite short compared to the other ones.
Right.
It's only the second chapter of episode 4 that's quite long. The first chapter and third chapter are really short. You can do within like 5 minutes if you know what you're doing.
Yep. I should really start them.
Yes, you should. I should really start playing Monkey Island.
Well, I was thinking that today, actually. I've done obviously the first three. I should get back to finishing them off, I think.
Mm.
Of the Tales of Monkey Island.
There you go. That's what's all done.
Okay.
Shall we move on to the news we found out for the last week that's happened in the PlayStation community?
Yep. Go for it.
Yeah. We'll start off by talking about the trailer of Infamous 2 that we watched yesterday.
Yes. I am so excited for this game.
It looks awesome, doesn't it?
It does look good.
What did you say that the bad guys at the beginning looked like?
Like the enemy from Blade 2, was it?
Looking what?
You sure was it Blade 3?
Or Blade 3, I can't remember which one it's in, but he's, you know, the white guy and his face opens up. It was played by one of the Bros brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was the second Blade 2.
It was Blade 2. Yeah. Okay. They
have massive, like, sword arms, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that's obviously not that part, but their faces just look like that character from Blade 2, so.
Shall we walk the people through, if they haven't watched it, what happened in the demo? So, Cole starts off by having a fight with these three freaky-looking dudes with sword arms and mouths that open up at the side.
Yep.
And after he's taken them out, he gets a call on the radio from his little fat friend. I can't remember his name now.
Yeah.
At which point he has to chase after a guy that he's in a car. And he chases him through the city, guiding on different telephone wires, using telephone wires on the side of buildings now, as his new ability to do that, and also zip up wires as well.
Yeah, so you got the horizontal and vertical zipping, which looked awesome.
Yeah.
Which looked good.
And then he manages to land on the car towards the end of the end of the trailer, and looks through the sunroof at the guy sitting in the back seat. And the guy says, you should watch out for yourself, really. And then Cole gets hit in the face with a helicopter, doesn't he? Falls off the top of the car.
Yeah, there's quite a big explosion.
And then he has to run down the street away from the helicopter.
Yeah.
And when he gets further enough away, turns around and releases a massive whirlwind electrical thing down the street.
That was quite weird.
Taking up all the cars and the helicopter.
It's quite weird, that power, but it was awesome. It was literally just sucked everything up into this like vortex of electric and just headed for the helicopter. And in-game graphics, that just looked amazing. So, yeah.
Constructability around some of the buildings as well, wasn't it? Balconies falling down.
Yes, yeah.
And that, while you're shooting the blokes off of them and stuff.
There was one thing I wasn't sure about. Obviously, near the beginning of the trailer, he had that stick with electric on. Now, what was that for? Why does he need that if he's got electric?
Anyway. I think the last game, it wasn't that exciting, was it? Now, I suppose he can do more with a weapon, I suppose, like a kind of a sword, like a, maybe a lightsaber kind of thing.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Right, so which is it, a lightsaber or a stick?
Well, it's like an electric fork. Yeah, like a fork. He's like taped it together himself kind of thing.
A cow fork.
And he like scrapes it across the floor to get it charged up.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
This is why you should have watched the trailer.
Well, if I'd had some warning, as opposed to like 2 minutes before we started.
You would have downloaded, it was only a video, you could have downloaded it, it wouldn't have taken that long.
But you can watch it when we're finished.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to, aren't I?
Yes. And you can give your delayed comments next week.
Delayed.
But obviously, I'm looking forward to that game and I'm going to get it day one.
Yeah.
Bod, you finished Infamous, didn't you?
Yeah, I played it. I was going to play it like twice through. Once is evil and once is good. And I did it on evil. And I may go back to it and do it again not being good, but at the moment I haven't. Yeah, but a good game, isn't it?
So what about Infamous 2? You think you might pick that up, or?
I think I might be more excited after I've seen this,
trailer. I must admit, I watched the trailer and I did dribble a little bit in my pants.
Oh. You know when it's out?
Good question.
Next year. I don't think it's got a release date exactly, just next year sometime.
No.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, I'm still looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay, next topic is we're both looking forward to, I think, me and Sonal Ripper, is Lara Croft has a release date from September the 28th. That's the new DLC one, Guardian of Light.
When you say DLC, for an existing game, or is it a separate game?
Oh no, sorry, not DLC, it's actually just a downloadable game, sorry.
Right.
And it's like an isometric kind of view, you're not behind her, looking at her ass the whole game through, like.
Right,
like.
What isometric means, I'm a bit thick.
Yeah, well it's kind of like looking down from above, but a little bit to the side.
Right, so you don't get to see her ass.
You do, but not like from above and from the side.
Yeah, but you can't zoom in and go round her body.
No.
I'll have to,
but there's also the second playable character, because it's a two-player co-op game. And you play the Guardian of Light himself, I can't remember the guy's name. And you each have two different, obviously, Lara does her normal acrobatical stuff, and the Guardian of Light kind of is a heavy and throws spears and that kind of thing. So you can throw a spear in the wall, which then Lara can then do like a kind of jump on and swing around on and stuff to get to higher platforms.
So can you play it through single player though, do you reckon?
I think you can, but I believe it's a different game. They've like changed the puzzles so that there's no AI with you. It's literally...
So two different stories, so one for
No,
co-op.
I think it's the same story. I just think the puzzles will make it so that if you're playing as Lara, you don't have to worry about him throwing something in the wall for you to climb up. You'll just be able to climb up the wall.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough. I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to this game. It's something new, and I don't know... Are they just using Lara Croft to make this game, or do they think the Lara Croft, the way it used to be, is now dead?
Well, I don't know. Well, now they've changed the name now. It's no longer Tomb Raider. It is just Lara Croft. So I think maybe they were running out of the fact that everything had to be in a tomb because it was called Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I suppose. And there's no Lara Croft in the name of this one. It's just Tomb Raider, isn't it? Tomb Raider.
No, just Lara Croft. Croft and the Guardian of Light. That's what I'm saying. They've dropped the Tomb Raider whole thing.
Ah, okay, yeah, Lara Croft. All right, okay, so they've dropped...
They've dropped Tomb Raider.
Right, okay. Oh, no, I mean, it still looks good, and I mean, some of the trailers I've looked at, it's got that nice look that, what other game was it that had it? Was it, like, Trine, that had that nice look?
Yes.
Where
Trine was like a left to right, platformer.
Yes, but it had that 3D depth.
Yes.
And yeah. Obviously this is isometric, so it is a 3D game, but it's just got that nice, I don't know, that glow and, look about things,
yeah.
So
yeah,
did look good.
Yeah, that leaves a nice little segue. We leads into the fact that we saw the trailer for Trine 2 yesterday as well, didn't we?
We did.
Which looks good. It's actually got a three-player co-op online rather than just a single player it had last time.
Yeah, see, I haven't played much of the first one. I played probably the first couple of levels, but yeah. I say that looked good. But when we watched that Trine 2 trailer, it looks that looked amazing. What they can actually do. I mean, it's only a 2D scroller, side to side, but that was good. Yeah, I was impressed.
Mm. Well, I never finished the first one. I have actually got to the last level, but the last level was a pain in the arse. And so I gave up.
Gave up.
Yeah, well, it's not just the fact that you're trying to get to the top of this tower. It's got the whole mechanic where you're being chased by lava going up, so you have to go up quickly.
Yep.
While these skeleton guys are like firing arrows at you, while you're having to make blocks with the wizard to like climb up bits you can't jump to, then, you know, it's too many things going on at the same time.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'll take your word for it. I'm not there yet, so.
No. If you ever get there, you've got too many games stacked up, haven't you?
Oh, I've got way too many games to play at the moment. I just don't know where to start, so I'm just.
Fallout 3.
I've owned that game now for probably a good year or so, and I still haven't. Well, I'm not even probably a quarter of the way through it. So
you did get out of the vault, though, didn't you?
I got out of the vault, and then I got to this point where I got stuck, where basically I go out these doors where I need to go, and I get slaughtered. But that was at the point I didn't realise you can actually swap between the difficulty of the game.
And yeah, turn it down to very easy, and you're away.
Well, see,
there's
that's
no,
you told
trophy
me about
difficulties,
that.
Only no, nothing to like, no trophies for any difficulty on the game. So yeah, just knock it down to very easy.
Yeah, so you told me about that. I said, well, I must get back to it, and I've been saying that now for a year, so I must get back to that.
You never get to a point where you think, I've got too many games, I'm not going to play them, maybe I could, you know, get rid of them.
Well, yes, I do. I do, actually, I must admit, because I'm sitting there, if I sit in the front room and I've got this pile of games, I tend to keep the ones that I'm playing together. So I look at them and go, there's too many there. Plus I do the rental service as well. And I'm thinking, I really maybe should just stop the rental service for a bit and just play the games I've got. And then maybe start it up again. But then I never do. I always send one back and then they've sent me another one by the time I've even thought about stopping it. So,
I had the rental service as well, but and I stopped mine because I had a lot of games to get through. And it has helped.
Oh, you have actually stopped yours, has it?
I have stopped mine, yeah. But then I'll go out and buy a game instead of renting it.
Oh, I've just received Alpha Protocol through. Now that's going to take me a good
game of the year.
Few hours, isn't it? How many hours did you put into that?
I think it took me about 20 hours to complete that game.
Yeah, see, I mean, I want to play it, but I'm just thinking I've got way too many. I'm just wondering if I should just send it back, put it on my list again, but then just put it on hold until I've done a few more games, but I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe send it back and then stop your rental thing. Yeah,
maybe.
Just trying to get through the game.
Maybe
just two of your games.
Maybe I should just quit my job.
Yeah.
Because of that. Work's just getting in the way.
Yeah, just become a full-time gamer.
A full-time gamer.
Yeah. I've got a better idea.
Yeah.
Right, this is what you've got to do. You've got to train your son to be awesome at games, right?
Yeah.
And then, right, you can go to work and have your computer set up where you're doing your work, and then next to it have, like, another monitor with a streaming video of your son playing the games for you. That way, you get the games finished, you get to see what happened in the game, and you get the trophies for him. How's that for an idea?
I'm liking it.
Or maybe you could, like, set up some sort of voice connection, you can shout at your kid what to do. You're playing the game without actually playing the game.
Yeah. Backseat gaming. That's best.
Backseat gaming.
I hate that.
What are you doing? Jump now? No, not now. No.
You suck. I could do so much better than you.
You're fired.
Yes. I like it. How many years training do you think you might need to be as good as me?
I don't know. Kids nowadays can pick up gaming pretty good, can't they?
Would you say a couple of minutes?
Couple of weeks.
Oh, a couple of weeks. Well, actually, obviously I moan about him on Lego Indiana Jones, but he knows how to control it, he knows what to do, so, oh yeah, I don't think, if I started now, I'd probably, yeah, by the time, obviously coming up to six, I reckon by the time he's seven, I reckon I could have a decent gamer out of him.
Yep.
So
streaming.
You need to be careful, because if you train him too well and then you start playing multiplayer games with him and he starts kicking your ass, you're going to be annoyed.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Get my ass kicked by a seven-year-old.
You can always send him to his room if he starts beating you too much.
That's true.
Yeah. Bedtime!
How dare you? Go to your room without dinner.
Yes, I'll just put him in his place. I'm the boss of this house.
Yeah. Get out. Don't come back till you've got a job, son. That'll stop him from playing games then.
Yes.
Where were we?
Yeah, what was that rant about?
Next is Leak DLC for Borderlands. More DLC. We haven't even played the last lot, have we, yet?
Yeah, we haven't got them ones yet. But this, obviously, this is leaked. There was a leaked photo showing some new areas of Borderlands that may possibly be coming out. There was a comment made by the CEO of the company who didn't deny that there was new DLC coming out. He just said that it didn't paint the picture that it needed to. So,
what the hell does that mean?
Well, I'm guessing that means he's pretty much saying, yes, there is going to be DLC, but we wanted to, it doesn't explain how good it's going to be, I suppose. That one picture doesn't do it justice.
Maybe if you pan the camera around, you'll see loads of guys standing there with like sound equipment and stuff like that.
You reckon?
Yeah. Like, break through the fourth wall.
Yes. I mean, like I say, we haven't even played the others yet, so
We're only going to do two of them anyway, aren't we?
Yes, we're not. Yeah, we're not going to leave the Mad Moxie alone and go for the Dr. Zed and the other one.
Yeah.
I looked at them today. Do you know, I couldn't find them on the store. I had to just search for them.
Right.
If I went to the categories and went to PlayStation and then A to Z and then actually chose Borderlands, it doesn't come under there.
Does it not?
No. So I'm guessing they either must be listed by their name, not the game that they relate to, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So they must be under, like, the Adventures of, or the Island of Dr. Z, whatever it was called.
Ned.
But I had to literally just do a search for Borderlands, and then it brought it up, which is a bit strange. It shouldn't be that hard to find it, really.
No.
And then, like I said to you the other day, if you go to the store via in-game menu, it only brings up the latest game, which the latest DLC, which is rubbish again, because you might want the older ones. So, I don't know.
I don't know if you can hear this, but there's loads of fireworks going on outside.
I can hear the fireworks, actually.
Can you hear them? That's fine.
Yes.
Just in case you're wondering if I'm in a war zone or anything. Murray 2011 reporting live from Afghanistan.
Run, Murray, run!
we'll finish that one.
Is it not a war zone? Is it like Cloverfield, maybe?
Yeah, I've just seen a massive football park go past my window.
I told your
mum bod not to come round this time of night, but you didn't listen.
Yeah, not my fault. You keep going back.
Yeah. She's got a lot to offer.
Really?
I can vouch for that.
Moving on, and sticking with the same subject, Fat Princess.
Ooh!
My mum ain't Fat Princess.
Bazinga.
Fat Princess. Where to begin?
Where to begin? We played the new patch update for, so we can all play together on the same game. And what can we say? It's shit? A little
bit? It is shit. Definitely.
I was expecting we could actually hit goals and split up and whatever we got to do to keep the base defended, but you have to share the same screen and can't really move away because you can't move if the other person's going the opposite direction, can you?
No. So if one of you's trying to do something in the other corner of the screen and the other one's down the other corner, you're fighting to get to what you want to do, which is
never a screen from each other.
Exactly. You can't work together trying to plan something. Or you can't, like you say, you can't have one run off to maybe try and steal the princess while the others are defending.
Right.
Which, it just seems a bit silly. They should have done something, like I said before, that like the Lego does on their split screen games.
Yeah.
Where if you're together on the same screen, then it's just one screen. But as soon as you split away, it then does that divide. Which works really well, I thought.
It does. It works very well. It was a bit weird to start with when I first played that Lego game.
Yes, but you get used to it,
Yes, yeah. Plus, it also divides in a way where you know which direction the person is, because the screen doesn't go right down the middle. It will go at a different angle, depending on where they are.
Yes, that's right, yeah. And it will rotate as well. If you sort of come past each other, it will then adjust the screen split to where the characters are. So, yeah.
Yeah,
that worked really well.
Really good idea.
But then saying that, would that have worked on a four-player?
Well, they could have just split it into four screens, couldn't they?
Well, yeah, exactly. They could have just done a four-player split screen, but they just didn't. Don't seem they thought about that really. They just thought, oh no, we just allow people to work together. That's it. Not really thought about the mechanics of it.
No.
Which was a shame because I was looking forward to doing that.
Licking a fat princess.
Licking or nicking?
No, nicking.
Oh, nicking.
Stealing.
Stealing a fat princess.
Less about your fantasy, thank you.
That's some big fireworks going out there.
Where is carnival night?
Oh, of course, yes.
Carnival.
And we're sitting indoors talking to our computer screens.
Yeah, that's
why the hell? Why the hell would we want to go outside?
That's true.
Speaking of that, we should let the listeners know, or listener know, how we do the podcast, what setup we've got, where we all kind of sit. I do the podcast laying on my back on the sofa, on my iPhone, with earphones in.
And where do you position your hands?
I have them on the laptop, which I've got in front of me, and also the pad I write the agenda on.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Donna Ripper?
I'm sitting at my desk in the kitchen with a bottle of beer. That's pretty much it. Oh, I've got my feet up on the desk.
Beer in one hand, cock in the other?
Yeah, I sort of alternate. Once one of my hands has got cold enough, I then use that to put on my cock.
Awesome. Keep it fresh.
Exactly. Gives it a little fresh feel.
Yep. Do you sit on one hand sometimes to make it feel like someone else's?
See, I've tried that while podcasting. It's a bit, little bit hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what your mum said.
Oh, touche.
Bod?
I'm sat on my bed in front of my laptop.
Okay.
Okay.
Cock in one hand, beer in the other?
My laptop is kind of resting on my cock, so...
Balancing on your cock.
Up and down a little bit, is it?
It's not warm, but I can't really see.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Next thing we're going to be talking about is the Assassin's Creed Brotherhoods beta will be coming out in September the 13th.
Or for all you American listeners, the beta. But it's beta.
There's two A's in that.
It's beta over here.
Yeah. Like B-E-T-A, not B-A-T-A.
Beta. Anyway, sorry.
2 minutes. Yes.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. See, again, I haven't played the second one through.
You've got it though, haven't you?
I've got it, yes.
And how have you not completed that game?
Because I've got too many to play.
Yeah, we've been through this already.
Yes, exactly. I've got too many to play. Full stop. But yeah. I don't know even if I'm bothered about the Brotherhood.
No? I really enjoyed Assassin's Creed. I enjoyed the first one and the second one a lot.
I might be different. When I've actually come to finish in the second one. I love the first one. I'm about three quarters of the way through on the second one. But I just haven't got around to finishing it. So I might finish it off and think, actually, yeah, I did like it. I don't know. I think it's much the same, though. And I think that's what the problem is. And that's why I'm probably starting to lose interest. I'm like, yes, the first one was good because it was a one-off sort of thing. Well, it wasn't obviously a one-off, but then they brought the second one out. And then the third one, I don't know. Where's it going to stop? Am I going to get bored of it? I don't know.
Well, the second one was quite a lot different than the first one because you weren't doing the same thing over and over again. In the first one, it literally was just you had to do the same missions and then you go and kill the guy. And this one, there was a lot of things to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I say, maybe I might think different once I've actually completed that one.
Hmm.
But I don't think Bod has played any of them, have you?
I have not. I don't know why, actually. I've never really sort of seen anything in it that have made me want to play it.
Well, it's kind of got the same mechanics as as Prince of Persia, and I know you like those.
As Assassin's Creed, it's got the same mechanics as Assassin's
Creed.
Wow.
Persia. And it's made by the same people.
Yep.
Yeah, I've kind of gone off into Persia a little bit as well recently. I found them, they started to get a bit spammy after a while.
Well, you never played the other ones, did you? Only played the first three that were on the PlayStation 2 and GameCube, didn't you?
Yeah, that's still three.
Well, yeah, but there was a new one after that. There's been two since then.
Yeah, but I don't know. they just seem to be the ones I did play. It's like the first one was really good, and then the second one was alright, and the third one, it just seems more of a retread than a sequel, like he was just doing the same thing, but in a slightly different way.
Mm. Yes. Which is what I feel about Assassin's Creed, so.
You're both wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Alright, shall we move on from Assassin's Creed and neither of you like it?
Yes.
To the last bit of DLC for Bioshock.
Oh, yes.
Any of you interested in that?
Well, this was a single-player DLC, wasn't it? So.
Single-player, yeah.
Yeah.
Mindless Den, I believe it's called, or something.
Okay.
On those lines.
Well, I prefer when a company brings out DLC that extends the single-player.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. I don't, obviously I'm not ever too bothered about multiplayer packs and stuff like that. I've always been more of a single player game than a, or co-op playing as opposed to multiplayer. So yes, yeah. I'm all for it. I'm just, I put down Bioshock 2 a while ago. I completed it. I was going to do a second playthrough and I decided not to. Would I go back and play it? Possibly. I might get it. It's I suppose it depends on the cost as well. If it's like a 15 quid jobby, I don't know. I probably wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. But you play, so you also play as somebody different this time. You're not going through as the Big Daddy. And I know there's apparently going to be new Big Daddies you have to fight as well.
Yes.
I don't know how that's going to go.
Never before seen Big Daddies.
Hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. I say, I think, more so for me, I think it's just going to be what the price tag is on it.
Yeah. I say, like you, I completed the first one and never went through back through for a second playthrough because other games came out. Yeah. You never played any of them, have you, Bod?
I played a little bit of the first one.
Oh yeah, you did. You
brought it
okay.
Me. But I, yeah. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know what it was. There was something about it that I couldn't get into.
See, I enjoyed the second one more than the first one.
See, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but I liked them both really the kind of the same. It was like almost kind of a continuation. I know it was like a, maybe a year between each game that I played them.
Yeah.
But it was as if I put the same game down and then started it back up again when I started the second game, kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's, I can't really remember the first one. I only played the first one on the Xbox.
Yeah.
On the 360. And obviously when I got the PlayStation and they brought out the trophy support for Bioshock, I did think about going back and playing it, but I don't think I loved it enough to go through it again. So then obviously then the second one come out, so I definitely wasn't going to go back and play the first one again, so.
No. So especially as they changed some of the features up and made it so it's been, the gunplay was slightly better. And you could wield the guns and your plasmids at the same time.
Yes.
So that's a maybe from us then.
Yeah, depending on price tag, I might possibly pick it up.
Mm. Alright, moving on to Mod Nation Racers. They finally released patch 1.2. I downloaded it today to have a go. Supposed to improve the loading times by 30%.
Yep.
The patch itself was 118 megabytes.
Okay.
That's quite a decent size for a patch.
And it is. Now, what was the patch bringing? What did that?
That's just supposed to be just, it improves the loading times by 30%, and
yep.
Wasn't it supposed to make the single player campaign slightly easier
that's
as
right,
well?
Yeah,
wasn't it?
It added the casual mode to the single player.
But I don't know if you had to turn that on, because I was playing it today and it seemed exactly the same.
Yeah. I suppose that they not really explained what you need to do then. See, when you add a new mode or something like that, they should explain.
Yeah.
Something a bit.
So I did get a trophy when I turned it on for getting a certain amount of creation points, which was nice.
Nice. So what about the load times though? Did you see any difference or?
A slight difference. They were slightly faster. I did also notice that when you first load the game up, rather than when you press start from the menu screen and it go load you into the car arena, you actually have a choice on that screen if you want to go straight to career, to a mod station, or go to the car arena. So that kind of helps, I suppose, as well.
Right.
So you don't have to do three different loads to get somewhere.
Yeah, okay. So maybe that's what they mean, they cut down, so you don't need to... There's less loads.
Hmm.
Okay, well, I'm still to download that, so I'll probably put it on to download a bit later and give it a go, because I'm about three quarters of the way through the single player, and even though I'm not stuck...
It's about to get hard, that game.
Exactly, yeah, I'm not stuck yet, but I can see it starting to get that way, where you're having to do a race over and over again just to get first place, so...
But the... It's not too bad because I have finished the career. I haven't got everything, but I have finished the career. You don't have to come first in all the races, just the last one of each section.
Right.
But the last race you do have to come first, I know that for definite, and that was a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah. So that's why I'm sort of grateful for this casual mode, I think, if we can work out how to switch it on.
No, you're just a wuss. I managed to do it normally.
Yeah.
Just, when you turn it on, don't have the update and just complete the game normally. And then you'll be as good as me.
Yeah, what I might do is switch it on, get the update, complete it, and then delete it and say I've done it without it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you'd never know.
We should get back on that, really. We haven't really played it that much online, have we?
No. I don't know. See, did that game lose its hype? Everyone was hyped.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as I hoped it would be.
Yeah. I think everyone was expecting too much, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, it has got the creation mode, and if you want to do creating levels, I think it's quite good for that. You can do quite detailed tracks.
Yeah, I had trouble with that, though. Wasn't very good at making my own tracks.
But if you're really not interested, it's much the same, I suppose, as Little Big Planet. If you're not interested in creating levels or tracks, then you may not find the game actually, well, apart from, obviously, Little Big Planet is good anyway, but you may not want to be interested in that game if you're not going to be creating stuff.
No. Well, I suppose that's part of it, though, isn't it, creating? But a lot of people on Little Big Planet didn't even bother doing that. They just used the levels that other people had made.
Yes. And just edit and post it again.
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
No, I actually created a shitty little level.
Oh.
Just to get the trophy.
Trophy hall?
Yes.
Catch me doing stuff like that.
You done the same?
No, I made a level, a really good one, remember? That Christmas one I made was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but did you use the tip of changing its name to...
No, that was that Christmas level stayed the same. I just actually changed the name. I just made the level which had a start and an end just so I could get that trophy.
Yes. Didn't Not you get that bod as well?
Yeah, and it didn't actually work for me.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough.
Maybe you were just too late to get on the bandwagon.
Well, I got it in the end, but a different way.
Oh, yeah.
But I did make a level of my own. Yep. It wasn't great, but it was all right.
Did you? I didn't know. I'm going to have to go and download it.
Was it that good, was it?
It weren't great. It was all right. It was basically sliding down a hill and shooting stuff on the way down.
Awesome.
I love sliding down hills.
And shooting stuff, so...
Yeah.
All's good.
Bonus. I just found out here about... Did you played True Crime, didn't you, on the old systems, bod?
Yeah, there was two. I think both on the GameCube, I think.
Wasn't one where you could unlock Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. There was... True Crime Streets of LA and True Crime New York.
Yeah.
And they were obviously a bit of a Grand Theft Auto ripoff.
Yeah.
But you're
the good guy though on them.
Yeah, you were the policeman. It wasn't a bad game. I think it was the second one that went a bit weird and you started fighting this guy who could like pull dragons and stuff. It was really odd.
I think I remember watching you play that actually.
Oh, you a backseat gamer?
No. But there's a new one coming out next year now. It's been delayed. It was coming out this year, but it's coming out next year. True Crime Hong Kong. And any thoughts on maybe getting that?
If it's any good, yeah. I mean, if I remember the other games, there were quite a few glitches in it. I know Grand Theft also had a few glitches in that anyway, but I think there was one glitch in particular that meant I couldn't do something in a mission that I was trying to do, and I had to keep it off and load it back up again. Which is a little bit annoying.
But nowadays you can add patches now, so you shouldn't have that problem for as long if there is a problem.
Yeah, theoretically. Just depends whether it can stand up against competition, maybe.
I see. Talking about glitches in games, they've released a patch for Red Dead to fix a few bugs. And also to stop trolling.
Well, I don't know
we can both get...
What that is.
Huh?
I don't know what that is.
What trolling is?
Yeah.
Explain it to him, Alan.
Right. You know, let me set the scene. You know, obviously there's many times when we've played online and we decide to meet up somewhere, but there'll be another gang there. And though that other guy, that other gang think it's funny just to try and shoot you and kill you as many times as possible.
Oh yeah.
Now they, what they've done is basically, if there's any particular person or you die, basically a certain amount of times within a certain time limit, it will now give you the option to respawn elsewhere. As opposed to obviously respawning you right next to them so they can kill you again.
Yeah.
So
it, the exact thing here, what the exact thing it says here, is while in the multiplayer free roam, if a player achieves a kill streak of 6 or more without dying, they will become a public enemy and receive a £1,000 bounty as well. And if while a player in free roam, if killed 3 times by any human, and each death is in within 80 seconds of respawn, the victim will be given an option of respawning away from the area.
Yep.
Right. That sounds quite nice, but, you know, there should be extra stuff, because, like, if you've been killed by the same person, you should be able to, you know, maybe send an electric shock down their PlayStation.
That's a bit harsh, surely.
Imagine if they actually incorporated that into the next generation of consoles, where you can electrocute people's joypads. When you're playing,
that's called feedback, isn't it?
Maybe we should like pattern the idea now, so that if they decide, we can make some money.
Yep, I see. It's been patented, the PlayStation Show UK.
Oh right, yep. That
copyright protection.
Yep.
Just to say, oh, I patented that.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Totally.
There was also a few other little changes that they'd on Red Dead as well. Apparently, if you had a bandana equipped, sliding doors would temporarily attach themselves to players' heads.
No.
I never found that myself, but that would have been funny.
Yeah, I never saw that, and that I would have been funny to see that. I mean, maybe I should have a look on YouTube, see if there's any videos of sliding doors attaching to people's heads.
You can, some people are having trouble with not recovering from being drunk.
Hold on.
I have that problem, but not in Red Dead.
What sliding doors?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, but I've never seen any sliding doors.
No, it must be saloon doors, isn't it?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe saloon doors.
It does definitely say sliding here.
Right, does it say anything about sorting out a problem with missing prostitutes?
Missing what?
Missing prostitutes?
Missing prostitutes. Basically, I was around a mate's house, and he wanted the trophy for putting the... having the woman tied up and run over by the train.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was doing it for him, because he's sick. I basically got a prostitute, and I tied her up, and I put her on the train track. And then I had to move away from the train track. So I turned round to move away from the train track. When I turned back round to look at the train track, she was gone. Just vanished entirely.
Excellent.
Maybe somebody was come along and rescued her. You've been followed.
Or she's Houdini's daughter.
Yeah, she went missing very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, there is loads of glitches in that game, and I think you're probably going to get it because it's an open world one, but I mean, I think from the looks of it, they're slowly and gradually fixing some of them. Hmm. But then some of them I'd never even seen anyway. So you must get these people that just walk around trying to find stuff that happens.
Yeah.
I mean...
just trying to break things on purpose.
Having a bandana on and sticking to sliding doors. I mean, I've never seen it, but what must you have been doing to find that out? Unless you literally
Maybe they walked into the bar with a bandana on, and then the door was like attached to their head when they're walking around.
Yeah. Possibly. I don't know, but I mean, like I say, it looks like they're fixing some of them. Wasn't another one of their fixes where it stops you from being permanently drunk?
Yeah, I said that already.
Oh, you did? Yes, I wasn't listening.
You drunk?
But then, I must be drunk. Or I've run out of beer, that's what it is. But I never really got drunk in that game anyway.
No.
So, I don't know why you'd want to.
Red point, was there?
No.
Fall over loads. Just trying to walk the stairs to your bed, you'd fall over all the time. So I did it.
Yeah.
Okay, on to the next subject. We see this week in the PlayStation store in England, they released a demo for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I know we're all excited about that game coming out. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think I'll bother.
Nice. Zona Ripper?
I don't know. No, probably not. Not really, really any thoughts. No.
The demo is the one where you have to climb up a cliff face with the character from the last Modern Warfare game that you played as.
Yeah.
I believe you have to infiltrate a base of some sort and blow something up. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that game's going to hit it off, to be honest with you. I know the original Modern Warfare didn't get that much of a following, did it? No one really played it at all, did they?
No. There wasn't a huge following, so.
No. That's a no from us then.
No, I don't think so.
Last thing on the agenda, I've got here, I don't know if anyone else has got anything, but Angry Birds coming to the PS3, which I'm looking forward to. I have Angry Birds on my iPhone. Good game.
Right, you've mentioned this before, but I really don't know what it is.
Right, okay. Basically, the plot goes that you play these birds, and in the beginning you get a little cutscene where these green pigs come along and steal your eggs from your nest, at which point the birds become angry. And so in the course of the game, it's got quite a few hundred levels. Each level, the pigs are situated one side of the level and the birds the other. The pigs are in little structures made of wood, metal and ice. And you have to use your different birds, they're different types, and put them on a catapult and then launch them from one side of the screen to the other and destroy all the pigs by knocking their buildings on them or hitting them with the birds. And that's about it.
Okay, sounds good.
It's kind of like a little puzzle game. It's very addictive, though.
Yeah, it is. I can't remember what level I'm up to, but yeah, it is quite addictive. Also frustrating as well, though.
Yes.
Sometimes, when you just can't get that last bloody pig.
Yeah. But I don't know how it's going to work with the PS3, because it's all touch, isn't it? You just pull the slingshot back with your finger, don't you?
Yeah, there's not much control to it, so yeah. I don't know if they're going
to
change.
You have to do the different aiming and the different how hard you're going to fling them, or the different angle as well. I don't know if you're going to have like a little hand on the screen that you use, move with a stick, or just one stick, just how far you pull it, just how hard you pull the slingshot.
Yeah. So how hard you pull it is how far it slings. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
So you pull it harder and you get it further?
Yeah.
Have you tested this theory?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I have. And it goes far.
And what did Mrs. Murray say about that?
It was actually on your mum, I tried it.
Oh! Okay.
She seemed to enjoy it.
Did she? Well, yeah. you know my mum, she's not fussed. She's not fussy about anything.
That's why she's moving above bod.
Yes. I keep warning her, bod, about you, so.
Right, is she actually moving in?
No, not yet. She's still got to sell her place, so.
Oh, right. Damn it, you're getting my hopes up.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Right, shall we move on to the mailbag?
Do you want to take a break first, or?
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, we take a break?
We'll take a break.
Okay. Take a break. Welcome back to the PlayStation UK podcast, and we are now joined by Mr. Slugger. How you doing, mate?
Hello, yes, very well. Thank you very much for having me on.
It's a pleasure.
Sorry about the confusion about when we were going to be recording.
That's all right. Not a problem. These things happen in the world of podcasting.
But hopefully we'll have a regular thing where you'll be on every week, yeah?
Regular times are good for me, because then I can juggle babies around it and things.
I don't think that's a good idea. It's a newborn baby juggling it.
Well,
in casualty.
Yeah, but juggling one thing is easy.
That'll just
throwing it in the air.
And congratulations on your new arrival, by the way, Mr. Slugger.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed. Number two for me.
Number two.
Yeah, my seed is definitely working.
It's always a good thing to know.
Always a good thing to know, yeah, yeah.
Does it make you feel like more of a man? Or is it...
Well, you kind of have to man up a bit, you know.
Oh,
you know, because this is number two now, so we've had to buy a people carrier this week and, you know, all those kind of boring things. You know, baby bottles and sick everywhere and sleepless nights. No, he's not been too bad, actually. He's been pretty good. He's been sleeping through the night and I've had pretty much a week away from the PlayStation and fitting little bits in here and there this week. So hopefully back up to full speed by next week.
Okay. So it's even more
Speaking
of a privilege.
Speaking of the PlayStation. Yeah.
Sorry?
So even more of a privilege to have you on.
Well, even more of a privilege, yeah. Purely just for the listeners, you understand, you know.
Of course, yeah.
So what have you managed to squeeze in your little time you've been playing your PlayStation?
Well, this is going to sound like I've been neglecting my child, but I've actually made quite a bit of time on the PlayStation this week. We had, on PlayStation Plus this week, we had Zen Pinball, which I've never played before. I've been playing some Zen Pinball.
Nice.
Interesting game. Have you guys played that?
I picked it up.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, I picked it up. I must admit, I played it probably for about a week when I got it, and then I probably haven't touched it again since.
It's one of those games.
The trade plan's too hard.
I think this is kind of okay, and then it's one more go. I'll just have one more go, and then I'll go to put it down, and I think, just one more go. I've been really enjoying it. I've been playing the V12 table, all the car noises and everything. That's been good.
Okay. They've just released a new table, haven't they? Is that?
Yeah, I think it's like three or
the
four.
The Mars one.
Yeah, is it three or four different tables in a pack or something?
That's right, yeah.
I think that's on PlayStation Plus. I think you can buy that cheap. It's something like £1.27 or something. I think it's quite cheap.
Are you a PlayStation Plus owner? Or?
I am. One of the elite. Day one.
The elite or one of the mug?
Hey, sorry?
One of the elite or one of the mug?
Oh.
Well, PlayStation Plus for me is a very good idea. I feel as if I've had my money's... I paid for a year up front, which was, what, £40. I bought £60 worth of PSN vouchers, which I got for £30. So in theory, I'm paid up for the year already, and I feel as if I've had my money's worth already, because I had 2 years away from console gaming up to November of last year.
Yep.
I've had Little Big Planet, which was fantastic. I really enjoyed that. Never played that before. I had Wipeout HD, again, another great game. Zen Pinball, brilliant game. Age of Zombies, which I've really enjoyed. And I've had a few good games already. I feel as if I've had my money's worth for the year already. So for me, it's been really good. I've, you know, picked up a few good games.
Yeah.
Filling up the hard drive. I mean, I can see why if you've been on the PlayStation for 2-3 years, you've probably already got a lot of the games that they're releasing. So I can kind of see, you know, the guys that have been around for a while kind of saying, you know, it's a bit of a rip-off. I can understand that, but it's a good deal, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like what we said before. It's, like you say...
We've got nearly everything on there,
everything on there, so it's no benefit of us at the moment until the newer stuff starts coming out. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm not against it. I'm just... There's just nothing for me yet.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. But
yeah,
as I say, for me, I think it's fantastic. I think I'm getting really good value for money with it. You know, hopefully they'll release cross game chat at some point in the future. We shall see.
Yes.
So yeah, I've been playing Zen Pinball. I also picked up DJ Hero.
I got DJ Hero.
Oh,
did you get it cheap?
Time. Yes, I did. I brand spanking new, for £30 delivered.
Bargain.
Absolutely.
I think I got it for my birthday, and I think it'd just been released, so I think the missus paid full price for it.
Yeah, it was £100, wasn't it, when it first came out?
It was, yeah. Well, I think she paid around sort of, yeah, about 90 to, yeah. But,
Well, Toys R Us have got it for £50, and so's HMV. And I was tempted with that. And then I had a quick look on eBay, and some guy was selling, he had loads of them, brand spanking new for 30 quid. And I thought they were going to be refurbished ones or something, but it wasn't. It was brand spanking new, 30 quid.
Off the back of a lorry.
Well, no questions asked, you know.
Yeah. But,
either way, I got myself a cheap DJ Hero setup.
Okay. And you enjoying it, or?
Yeah, it's really good. I quite like the music in it. I had to set the lag up for the audio in the TV. You know, you have to adjust it in milliseconds to get the timing right. So I set that up.
Yeah,
it gets quite difficult. The further you get through it, it does get a bit hectic.
Yeah, have you whacked it up to the highest setting and given that a go yet?
Yeah.
How long did you last?
Not long.
Okay.
It looked like I was having some sort of epileptic fit.
It's exactly how I was. I was like, it's already gone past the screen by the time I've even thought of pressing the button.
Yeah, it's when you start getting the crossfade spikes.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of get a bit tricky. So I'm playing on normal level at the moment, and I'm most of the way through. I've got maybe four and five stars for most of it. So yeah, I think I've just got about the last eight or nine songs to go through.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've enjoyed that. Yeah, we'll have to play online with that sometime.
Yeah, none of the others have got it. So yeah, definitely have to jump on and give that a go.
Yeah.
It's not really my cup of tea.
Yeah.
No.
I'd be interested to play it with a guitar as well, because I know you can play DJ guitar and DJ, can't you?
So yes, you can, yeah.
It'd be interesting to see that. I know you guys are trophy whores. I got the easiest trophy ever on DJ Hero.
Oh yeah. I must have it, surely.
You must have it. At Christmas time, bought my wife, I bought my wife, not me. The SingStar Take That version.
Okay.
And I've got the little wireless adapter plugged in to my little USB hub for the SingStar microphones. So I got a trophy for singing over a DJ track, and I didn't even know that it was plugged in and turned on. You didn't even have the thing to get the trophy. So I got a trophy just for having the SingStar receiver plugged into the USB port.
I don't think I have got that one. That's probably because I always pack away the equipment in the drawer, but now I will plug it in
tomorrow. Yeah.
All you've got to do is one track with the receiver plugged in. That's it. That's a trophy. Easiest trophy ever.
Let me just make note of that. That's microphone.
I think I'll be able to beat you with that trophy that I got today, actually, Slugger.
Go on then.
There's a secret trophy on the new Prince of Persia Sand of Time, which I didn't know about till today, which is starting the game on normal and then when the game starts, go into the option and turn it to easy.
Okay. That's it. Yeah, trophy.
That's the trophy.
I still win because you actually had to press a button to do something. I literally started the game without even realising it was plugged in. I didn't have to do anything for that trophy. So I definitely win there. What else have I been playing? I've played the Madden 2011 demo.
Okay.
Very disappointed. I don't know if any of you guys played Madden at all, previous incarnations.
I don't understand American football.
Well, you'd understand this. It is, I know Edidi has said that it's dumbed down. It is really dumbed down big time. At the start of every down, you can press X to activate game flow, and it picks your play for you. And you literally press X to hike the ball, I think they say, it's back to the quarterback. And then you hit your buttons to pass it or run it, and you hit X for everything. It's literally, it feels like you're watching it as opposed to playing it. It's so automated. You don't feel like you're actually doing anything.
Yeah.
So I got 15 minutes, 20 minutes into that demo, and that got deleted.
Is that on the US store though? Obviously that's not.
No, it's on the UK store.
It's on the UK store?
Oh. Yeah, so it is on there.
Okay.
It wasn't featured, it was buried in there, but because I knew it was there, I looked for it and downloaded it. Are any of you guys got PlayStation Plus or not? You don't have it?
No,
none of us are takers at the moment.
I'm just looking on my list, so I've got three people on my list who've got PlayStation Plus.
Okay.
You were in one of them.
Okay. You've got this auto-updating feature on there. I thought for the money, £4 a month, whatever it was, would be worth it alone. It's supposed to update your system software, download demos, and download things for you automatically. It's not working. It's downloaded stuff. It actually downloaded Little Big Planet for me, the entire game, 3 times. I've got Infamous, and I've completed Infamous, yet it downloaded the Infamous timed demo for me. It's not downloaded the last 2 system software updates. It's just not working. But what it did download was a Pixel Junk Shooter demo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I played through the demo yesterday evening. That was quite an enjoyable game. Quite enjoyed that. Again, see, this is an older game.
Yeah, I completed that. That's very good.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. So it's an older game where I've had 2 years away from consoles.
It's not that old game. That's the newer one.
Oh, is it? Okay. Refreshing game. Really enjoy that. I like the mechanics of it. I like the element of it.
Going to purchase or?
I think I might do. I mean, I've actually purchased another couple of games this week, which I've not even broken the seal on yet. Ratchet and Clank, I should say, Tools of Destruction. And yep. I picked that up cheap for £5, I think. And the Simpsons game. But the only reason I've purchased that is because it's a co-op game and I've got it to play with my young son. I'm just waiting for another controller that I've ordered to turn up so I can play with him. What else have I played? I've been playing I've actually fitted in quite a bit of gameplay, and I'm playing some of the PlayStation Plus games from last month still. The Field Runners, excellent tower defense game. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I downloaded a demo of that, and I didn't purchase it, but yeah, I thought it was quite good, but there's, I think I ended up purchasing the Pixel Junk Monsters.
Yeah.
Over that one, I think, so.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. It's the sort of game, if you've got 15, 20 minutes spare, you just want a quick 15, 20 minute blast on a game, fire that up, and, you know, it's an enjoyable 10, 15, 20 minutes. It's, you know, the games don't last much longer than 15 minutes for each round. That's enjoyable. What else have I played? Oh, well, the mainstay of all gaming, PlayStation 3 related, Battlefield Bad Company. I pretty much play that every night, so I won't talk too much about that. We all know it's an excellent game.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't seem to put that down, and I don't think I'll put it down until I get that magical level 50, which, judging by the leaderboards, means I've got another 400 hours of gameplay left to do.
Ooh. What level are you up to at the moment?
33 or 34, I think.
Okay.
I think it's 5.4 million points to get to level 50. And nice. If you work out your score per minute and then do the math, you can, for me, it's working out to about 500 hours, and I'm about 150 hours into the game. So yeah, about another 350 to go.
Okay.
I don't think I'm even at level 20 yet.
I think I'm just about round 20, 21 maybe.
You do get to level 20, 21, 22 fairly quickly, but now at level, I think I'm 33 now. I think it's 180,000 points between levels now. So it just seems to take forever to level up. I don't think there's any new map packs coming out until the Vietnam pack in November.
Yep.
So I don't know if there's going to be any other opportunities for, you know, new insignias or pins being released. That's obviously, I play that a lot. It's the only game I've ever platinumed. None of you have platinumed Battlefield.
No. So we're not even up to the 25 yet to get that trophy for getting to level 25. So,
yeah. That's a game that I didn't set out necessarily to platinum. It just kind of happened. I just, as I was working through it, I achieved a lot of the trophies, and then when I was looking through the trophy list, I thought, actually, this is doable, I can do this. And just carried on with it, and apart from a couple of fairly irritating trophies on there to get, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's pretty much all I've been playing this last week, I think. I'm sure there's a couple more that I've forgotten about, but...
Yeah. Okay.
That's a decent list.
Yeah, yeah, it's not bad. I'm sure, as I say, there's a couple more I just can't think at the moment.
Okie doke.
Okay. I think there was actually, we have actually forgotten something. There was a subject that Bod wanted to bring up. I don't know if you want to talk about that, Bod?
Right, yeah, just a little bit of a rant, really. a while ago, when I told you about hacking trophies, you were very much against it.
Yes. Yeah.
Now I want to know where you draw the line between getting trophies. You consider, obviously you consider hacking to get trophies cheap.
Yeah.
But do you not consider maybe, for example, like maybe a trophy for winning 5 games in a row? And you get your friends online and you say, right, I'm going to win these 5 and you've got to lose. So you get your friends to lose 5 times. Do you not consider that cheating as well?
No.
No.
Because I'm literally having to do it. I'm having to put effort into actually doing that.
But not really.
If I didn't have a friend to do it in the first place, I wouldn't be able to do it anyway.
If you're getting your friends to deliberately lose, then you're not really doing anything. There's surely there's still no sense of achievement.
I think I'll agree with
Bod. I'm still having to actually do it.
I think I'll have to agree with Bod here. I'll play devil's advocate. Would you not consider that boosting?
Yes, but it's not cheating. It's boosting. But then you look at it another way. With a friend you're getting to help you, you're also helping him get a trophy. Or her.
Yeah, but that makes the other person look bad, isn't it?
Well, you want to help me out here?
Yeah, well, I don't see it as cheating. Not cheating in the sense of, like you say, hacking the game save so it unlocks trophies. Now that is just blatant waste of time.
That's what ruined achievements on the Xbox.
It was, some of the time. And, oh yes, the boosting to get trophies, although you're not technically doing it the way they design the game for you to get the trophy, I don't see it as cheating. I think it's, well.
Right, what is it then?
It is taking advantage of something.
Yes. And you can't talk about that anyway, Bod, because I remember a time where you and me spent a whole day boosting to get the get an achievement on the Xbox on a wrestling game. So 50 matches in a row, wasn't it? And we had to do 50 each. So there's 100 matches we had to do.
And it took us about 6 hours. And it was wasted. And now I don't have an Xbox. So that's 5 hours I've wasted. Yours, that's 5 hours you've wasted.
Is that worth wasting 5 hours of your life?
I had to take the power off. But basically, what I'm trying to say is, right, the trophies aren't necessarily a bad thing. I think they can, like, bring something to the game. So, if you really love a game, there's certain trophies that you might not do the thing you need to do to get the trophy if the trophy wasn't there. Does that make sense?
Would you have played Resident Evil 5 as many times through as you have if it didn't have a platinum trophies?
No, I probably wouldn't. And this is what I'm saying, is like, if they're used in the right way, they can be a good thing. But I think you and Lone Wolf are taking it too far. Like playing Anna.
That's not boosting. I had to play that game all the way through. That's not my game. I borrowed it off Lone Ripper, who actually bought it.
I would still consider any form of getting a friend to lose or to win to obtain a trophy. I would see that as being boosting. Therefore, obtaining a trophy kind of in a in a bad way, I guess. I'd see it in that light. If you was to say get someone to stand there and take 250 headshots for you, I mean, how would you feel about that to get a trophy? Would you do that to get a trophy?
Yes.
A recent example of this is me and Zonal Ripper played a Sonic Kart, and there was a trophy for shooting a certain amount of time, somebody a certain amount of times on a multiplayer match, and we just stood in front of each other on the weapon that kept respawning and just shooting each other until we got a trophy.
And how long did it take?
I don't know. Half hour?
10 minutes.
Well, okay.
It wasn't half an hour.
Wasn't it?
It was about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just think I don't have enough, like, time to play certain games enough as it is. So why would you sit there? Why would you actually take the time to play Hannah Montana just for a few blinks? I don't get it.
Because it's a trophies, and it only took 3.5 hours to get a platinum on Hannah Montana.
Yeah, still 3.5 hours you're not going to get back. And there must be other games. There were other games you've been trying to get, like, trophies and achievements on that you actually moaned to me about how bad the game was. But you still sit there and do it just for this trophy, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
Did you actually enjoy playing Hannah Montana?
Greatest game ever.
Everyone should buy it.
I sent a certain amount of sarcasm.
Okay, in my defense, I brought it because I have a stepdaughter who loves Hannah Montana.
Quite right.
Why didn't you just let her play it and not get the trophy stuff?
Did she play it?
Did she play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's played it. She's completed it about 3 times.
Right, but did she play it longer than you did?
Yes. She's put in a lot more hours than me.
Right.
I put in the 3 hours it took me to get the platinum.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right, let's just make the point here. I am a trophy whore.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to play anything to get a trophy.
Okay. Another example, easy trophy, kids game, Ice Age 3.
Yes.
Yeah, but this brings me on to another point. A lot of trophies, of course. But I think they're almost ruining it for certain things. Because, like, so many people are so sucked in by the whole trophy thing that the only reason they'll play something now is the trophy. It's like the last downloadable content for Little Big Planet, the Marvel level.
Yeah.
Which I bought. And they're very good levels. And I said, are you going to get them? And because they don't have any code.
Yeah.
What's your point?
But there used to be a time when we used to play games for fun, not just for trophies. But now it's just nearly everyone I know just wants to play games now for trophies. And then as soon as you
play, play games for fun,
that's it. You just stop.
I played through Age of Zombies that hasn't got any trophies.
Ah, in your face!
Yeah, in your face.
Fun game.
Okay, yeah, but on the flip side, think of how many games we may not have played. And we did play because it's got trophies. We're doing the company, the whole gaming system a favour.
You're keeping the gaming industry alive.
Exactly, by playing games like Hannah Montana.
There might be some slight twisted logic there, yeah.
So what about all the renting, all the games you rented? I mean, surely the games industry aren't making any money out of that.
Don't they get some money off the rental firms? Surely.
Percentage. Or...
The rental firms have to buy the games in the first place, often.
I think they have to pay a price as well, don't they, for a rental copy. So they pay like a license. Yeah. It's like DVDs from DVD shops when you used to rent them. Not that anyone does anymore, but I know if you ever lost it, you had to pay 120, 150 quid for the DVD because that's what they got charged to rent it out. So the rental shops are paying the companies for them.
I'd imagine not as much as they'd be getting for actually, you know, people buying the games outright.
No, probably not. But then they're only supplying one disc, and they're charging maybe 4 or 5 times the cost of that one disc. So they're in effect, the rental companies are buying 5 copies of that one disc and maybe renting it out. You know, it's going to have an infinite number of times it can be rented out before that disc is damaged and not used, not usable. I don't know.
Well, basically bring this to a close. I think achievements and trophies are fine, but I think some people have taken it too far and get annoyed.
Some people being...
Yeah, you.
But just admit it, Bod, you're just jealous because you haven't got the motivation to be a trophy whore. You are a trophy whore deep down. Everybody is. Everyone inside has a trophy whore in them.
I'll admit I've been...
Especially your mum.
And it annoys me sometimes how far.
No, I mean I'll agree with Murray there, Bod. If you in Battlefield, one of the trophies was, I think in one round you had to stab someone, shoot them with an M60, and then shoot them with a rocket launcher or something.
Oh, yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, I got that one as well.
I would never purely for the trophy. So that there's something there that's making me want to get that trophy. So I think it is in setting to everyone. Trophies are good. Everyone wants the trophies. Even if you're not specifically out looking for the trophy. You know, I do, you know, another game I played, Batman Arkham Asylum, there was a trophy for, at the end of the game, you kind of, no spoiler alerts or anything, but as you walk into the Joker's lair, or one of the lair towards the end, you've got the henchmen all lined up and they're all clapping and cheering.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw in the trophy list, attack them and kill them all. So I did, but I wouldn't have killed them all had I not known that there was a trophy there. So I don't know.
You can just walk through there and not actually attack them, can't you?
Yeah. And it would have added to, you know, it was added to the atmosphere of the game. You're walking through, oh, they're cheering and clapping me that, you know, I'm coming through. I would have just walked through, but, as I specifically knew that there was a trophy for killing them, I kicked their ass.
Yeah.
And in that way, trophies are good. I think, you know, the trophies that, you know, you might not be expecting to do that sort of thing anyway. And you deliberately done it for the trophy. And it's a little something else. That trophies like that I do quite like. But then you get the other trophies for, like, winning, like, 50 games in a row or whatever. And you just, like, they're almost impossible with that piece. So they're almost forcing Murray and Zembrito to cheat.
Okay, yeah, well, actually, I slightly
agree. It's not our fault, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not our
fault. Exactly.
But, okay, I slightly agree with you there. But then you get the people that, and much like I said in the first part, I prefer a single-player game to a multiplayer game. Now, if I rent a game or buy a game that's got multiplayer, but I'm not interested in playing a multiplayer, then I'm probably just going to jump on with Murray and just do the multiplayer with him because I'm really not bothered about playing the multiplayer.
Like Red Faction, we did that, didn't we?
Yeah. And so I wasn't bothered about a multiplayer on that, but we jumped on together to get a few of the trophies and that's it. I haven't gone back to multiplayer. So, yeah, I see your point. There's some trophies that force you to do probably stuff that you don't want to do, maybe. Or stuff you shouldn't be doing.
It basically gets brings you back to the point of if you really don't want to do it, why are you doing it?
Because
the reason you're doing it is the trophies. And in the grand scheme of things, these trophies, they don't mean anything. Because if you haven't done
them, they do.
But they do.
You haven't done them barely.
They do.
Did you not hear Kevin Butler's talk thingy on E3 this year?
Yeah, staying up till 3 a.m. in the morning for a trophy that doesn't exist.
But does. Actually, there was a quote I saw online the other day where someone said, I know people think trophies are a waste of time because there's nothing at the end of it, but I'm a completionist. And basically he compared it to these people who buy sticker books and collect all the stickers. They're not going to do anything with it at the end of the day, and they might even just chuck it out a few years later. But they have to get everything.
But on sticker books, you have to buy loads of stickers you don't even want as well. So you might need one.
You don't choose what you get, do you? So,
exactly.
So I think that was a good analogy, because I suppose, a bit like that. I have to get as many trophies as I can But yeah, for no particular reason, I just want to, and I just feel I have to.
And to keep up with me.
Yeah.
It helps. It helps with the rivalry, doesn't it?
Yeah. Bit of competition.
Yeah. It's a bit of banter. Yeah.
Anyway.
So to conclude this, we found out that Bod is wrong. Okay, moving on. Shall we move on to the mailbag?
Oh, we have our first mailbag.
First mail. We do have a new email address now, but we gave out the wrong one last week. Our new email address is tsuck, where the P is always silent, at theplaystationshow.com. So that is T-P-S-U-K at theplaystationshow.com. And the first mail comes from someone called Emilio Zapata. He says, dear P-Suck.
Who's that?
I believe it's E-Diddy from T-Piss.
Rings a bell.
Yeah.
Okay, I really enjoy your new podcast. It's so much better than T-Piss. Thank you. I have a question. If I wanted to start trophy hauling, what would be the best game to start with? I'm thinking that I don't want any games that I would be ashamed of on my PSN ID, but I still want them to be games to be quite easy. Thanks, E. Diddy, host of PlayStation Show.
Okay. Who wants to go first on this one?
I would say Battlefield, because it's the only platinum that I've got, but I know that E. Diddy's not a Battlefield man, he's more of a Mag man, but... apart from two trophies in that game, they're all fairly achievable, fairly easily.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know if he would want to play this, but maybe Terminator Salvation. Because every trophy in that game, apart from the platinum, is a gold as well.
Yes. And it's...
And you only have to play through the game through once, but you do have to do it on hard.
And it wasn't really that hard.
No, it wasn't, no.
So, yeah, I mean, that's probably a good... I mean, would you be embarrassed to have Terminator Salvation on your trophy list?
Is it a good game?
No, people bring it up as if... No.
It's not a brilliant game, no. But would you rather have Terminator Salvation or would you rather have Hannah Montana?
So I think, I wonder if maybe Edith is saying what is the most... He's trying to strike a balance between having a good game, a decent game that's enjoyable to play, but yet has relatively easy trophies to achieve then.
Maybe Burnout Paradise? That's a really good game, quite an easy platinum.
Yeah, actually.
I think he has the platinum in Burnout Paradise. I think that's the one platinum that he already has.
Okay.
Does he?
Maybe something like God of War 3. So I didn't think it was too overtaxing.
Yeah, I did. Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet is obviously they're time consuming, not hard.
Okay. And that's a good game. You do need 4 people though. 3 people.
Yeah, I suppose for boosting.
I think I'd have to say the main duo. That was a pretty easy one. I mean, I don't get many platinum.
Which one was that?
Tomb Raider Underworld.
Oh, sorry.
The hardest would probably be doing it on hard. But, you know, look online for a couple of cheats that you can type in that'll make you invincible.
Excuse me, aren't you contradicting yourself there? Cheats to get trophies?
Well, you know.
Shot down.
So, saying that, I did actually do that.
Yeah, so did I, but...
Yeah, and I think it was YouTube that told me about the team.
You still have to play through the game, though. You just have infinite energy. Damnation. What about Damnation? That was an awful game.
That was a damn awful game.
But quite an easy platform.
Don't recognize a lot of people, then.
Infamous?
Yeah.
A fairly straightforward game. It's very time consuming to get the 500 shards, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, and then you got the plane doing it on good and then on evil.
Well, he's going through a game at the moment, actually, that you should better get a platinum on, The Godfather 2. That's quite a good game, and it has an easy platinum.
Yeah.
But I know he's actually going through that. Yeah.
Okay. Suppose.
Does he specifically, just remind me, does he specifically say about platinum trophies or just trophies in general?
He said easy trophies, I think he's in.
All right, easy trophies then. I've got,
easy trophies, he wants to start trophy whoring them.
Okay, easy trophies. I bought these for my son. The Buzz Monster Rumble, Buzz Robot Jam, and Buzz Dino Den.
But would he be ashamed to have them on his trophy list? That's what he's saying.
Yes, he would, yeah. He would. But I did achieve all of the trophies in one of those games in under an hour. I got 100% in under 1 hour.
You're going to fit in the show just right.
Yeah.
So, but what about the games, like the Disney games? Now, they're all easy trophies and easy games, but would you be ashamed to have them? I mean, you've got
Disney Hannah Montana on that.
I don't mean Hannah Montana, but I mean Up and Cars.
Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah, that wasn't a Disney one, was it?
No, but it's the same kind
of thing. But yeah, the same sort of thing. But, I mean, I'm not embarrassed to have them on my list.
Madagascar Karts, awesome game.
I haven't played that yet. But yeah, are they games you consider to?
I'm not ashamed of having any game on my list.
You have no game.
What's your point?
Just that, really.
Okay, so Adam, let me twist off from his question a little bit and ask you guys, what game are you most proud of to have a platinum for?
I would have to say Little Big Planet and Infamous.
Okay.
I have one platinum, so it's an easy answer for me. Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Well, I think that's a good enough achievement anyway, just to have that. Just that one. If I had Battlefield Bad Company, I think I'd be fairly proud of that one. It means you've put in the hours for the game, so.
I'll tell you now, it was a real, when I got the last trophy I had to get was 20 demolition kills, 20 destruction kills, I should say, where you have to C4 or mortar strike a building and get the building to collapse onto people.
Yep.
And kill 20 people. And it took me 3 or 4 evenings of playing, and I was literally just spamming mortar strikes and rocket launchers at buildings on White Pass, just getting them to collapse. And then sometimes I'd get lucky and get one person in there. On one occasion I got 5 people in the same building, got 5 destruction kills in one hit. And I did that three or four nights continuously, and it was a real achievement when I got it.
Yep.
And I really felt like I'd achieved that platinum trophy. So yeah, I did feel like I achieved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think, for me, personally, I think Modern Warfare 2, which I platinumed, and I think that's mainly down to the Spec Ops ones, because they were a bitch.
Yeah, I'm up to 80-something percent on the Modern Warfare trophies. I've got rid of the game now. But I struggled at the. I just needed the Spec Ops left. That's all I needed to do.
Yep.
I struggled with some of them.
Yeah, they were a bitch. And when I got them done, I thought I've put in the effort for them, and that was worth every penny.
Yeah, definitely. If I had the platinum trophy for that, I'd have been fairly proud of that one. Yeah.
Or possibly the same as Murray, Infamous. It's like we said before. It's a struggle to get through that game and a lot of time.
Mm.
But again, when you've done it, I think it was worth it. And the game was brilliant.
And it was a very enjoyable game as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. See, it didn't feel like it was a chore because the game was so good. Yet, yeah, you put in all that time and effort for the platinum. What about you, Bod?
I don't really know. I've only got like 5 or 6 platinums anyway. So probably Little Big was probably the one I enjoyed getting them on. Because I've got like a platinum for Tiger Woods last year, Tiger Woods, not this year. And the amount of struggle I had to go through to actually get the platinum it just annoyed me more than, so the platinum, getting the platinum didn't actually make up for the amount of time and annoyance that I actually went through to get it.
Yep.
But I'd actually...
What about Resident Evil 5?
Resident Evil 5, yeah, probably actually. But then again, I had to call in a friend, in fact, a friend of a friend, to help me do that on the hardest difficulty then.
So you're getting someone to help you get a trophy? That's bad.
Yeah, but it's co-op anyway. It was only completing it on the hardest difficulty. But if I can just mention a rival console for a moment, getting all 1,000 achievements, the one I'm most proud of would be the first Dead Rising. I didn't cheat for any of them, and yep. I got them all. But as you said about Infamous, I enjoyed the game so much, it was never really a chore.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I'll probably plan on that and be proud of that, hopefully.
Okay. So, we done with the mailbag?
Is that all the mails?
Yeah, that's
the only one. Yeah, it was the only one. Hopefully we get some more.
Probably help
bursting at the seams.
Yeah. We've only got time for one, really. There's hundreds to read, but we can't
go for more. Yeah. You have to be selective.
Exactly, yeah. So we just picked out the best one.
Moving on to the trophy collections then?
Yes.
Okay, we'll start with you, Slugger. You weren't here last week, so you can't compare.
Okay.
You have 373 trophies.
If you say so.
So you're going to need to up your game to keep up with us.
Yeah, you want me to send you Hannah Montana?
I will pass on that one, thank you.
I thought you were going to say I'll send your private message.
See, what would be really embarrassing is if you did send it to me and it took me 6 hours to achieve the platinum.
Yeah, see.
I'd never be able to live it down. So, I don't know. I think I'll have to work on another platinum. I'll have to work on something.
Yeah.
Maybe Hustle Kings.
It's not platinum on that though, is it?
Is there not?
You can 100% it, but there's no platinum.
Oh, okay, no platinum. Okay, okay.
Good luck with that. PSN games don't normally have platinums.
Yeah, and Hustle Kings ain't an easy game.
No.
Yeah.
We're boosting on that one, aren't we?
Well, we did, but I think but you have to do the single player as well, don't you?
And you'll ever complete the career mode on that game.
No, because you go through the pro and...
Since the update, where it made it almost impossible to cut off the break.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the pre-update, you could always get two balls in the pockets every break, couldn't you?
Yeah, and now you barely get anything off the break.
Yeah.
Or if you're as good as me, you could get four balls in.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you a game I quite fancy platinuming. Trine.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the first one actually, because I started.
A pain in the ass.
I'd started it, but I'm only a couple of levels in, but we're saying how good it looks, and obviously Trine 2's been announced. So. Yeah,
and we saw the trailer and it looked good.
There's a trailer for Trine 2?
Yes.
Ooh.
And that's got another Butchers. It's, worth a watch. It's very beautiful, is the word I'm going to use.
Well, Trine is beautiful. I think it's a beautiful game. Just the whole atmosphere of it and everything are just amazing.
Yep.
Very immersive.
Okay.
We're getting off topic here. We're talking about trophies.
Yeah, sorry. Let's get back to these trophies.
Right, I know he's not here this week again. I don't know if he'll ever join us again. I don't know. But we'll keep going for a little while.
Unless he buys a PC.
Bunker Cougar. Yeah. last week he had 718 trophies. This week he has 730. So he actually got some this week. Because last week he didn't actually get any extra. So this week he managed to get 12 overall.
Okay.
Not bad. Bod. Yeah, last week had 738. This week you have 745. So you got seven in a week.
Wow.
Well done. The Zonal Ripper, you had 2,776. This week you have 2,816. So you got 40 trophies in a week.
Woohoo!
Jesus Christ.
And I had 3,413 trophies. And this week I have 3,444, so I got 31. So this week you got the most, Zonal Ripper.
Awesome. Yeah, there's no poison.
And I'm not really bothered about trophies either, so.
No. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So is the competition then basically is the number of trophies achieved from this week to next week?
Yes.
And overall as well, Space. Yeah.
Well, overall, yeah, see, I'm level 7, I've got 300 as opposed to your 4 million.
Okay, yeah, maybe we should
do
the trophy count competition, so, I don't know, but yeah, basically how many you get in a week.
Okay. We'll still keep up to tell everyone what we've got between each week as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How many.
We'll keep that up. But, yeah, it's maybe more of a competition to see who puts in the most effort and gets the most throughout a week.
The only problem is I haven't really got any games that are going to give me loads of trophies quite easily anymore.
And that must be killing you.
Yeah, it is.
Better start up that rental service again.
No, I've still got Graffiti.Game Heroes to do, but that's stingy with trophies. That's why I haven't played it.
Stingy with trophies.
Okay, but before we go, I'd just like to say... this is sort of in a sarcastic way. Thanks ever so much for the overwhelming response to my question this week on my column on the PlayStation Show. I was hoping to get some response to it, but I think one person responded that. So thanks.
That's great.
Keep up the good work.
can I mention one thing before we go?
Yep.
Yeah.
You may have already seen this. You may have heard about it. Basically, there's a building in Japan called, it's been dubbed the PS3 building because it looks exactly like a PS3 stood up.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's another building across the road that looks like a PS2.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, if you do a Google image search on it, and there's one across the road that looks just like a PS2.
So you reckon they're actually making them then? So there'll be a PS4 one soon.
Well, no, because the building actually came before the PlayStation.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's
maybe
no
they're taking the designs of buildings then.
Maybe. If you want to Google
it. Is there a PlayStation 1 looking good?
I don't know about that. It's called Parks Tower. It's in Osaka, in Japan. And it looks just like a PS3. But it was built in 2003. And the PlayStation didn't come out till 2006.
Okay. I have to have a butcher's. So, anyway.
Hey. Oh, that's, I'm just looking at that image now. That's not the one that I was thinking of. No, it is the one I'm thinking of with the PS2 building below it. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Very good.
I can't believe you clicked the link.
I'm ruthless. I'll click anything. I'll take the risk.
Okay, so we wrap this up then?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I have been Zonal Ripper.
I've been Mario
2011. I was Here Comes Bob.
And I'm Mr. Slugger.
And thank you for listening.
If you do. And we'll see you all next week for more rubbish.
See you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.